Yeah, they ain't gonna like it. They ain't gonna like it. I be getting to the money. Everybody mad. Think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad.
Oh, well, since he don't know the words, we can't continue that intro. So, hello, everyone. Welcome out there to another episode of XL Tribesmen. Don't be mad, y'all. You know, I got to do things when inspiration strikes. I can't just be doing shit just for the fuck of it, you know? So, today, I have a special guest with me. Do you guys want to guess who it is? Okay, no more guessing. So, my guest name is Jelani. What do they call you on Instagram?
Jelani Malik.
And that is Jelani, everyone. So,
hey.
Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about two things. So, I'm on Twitter a lot lately, and I see a lot of topics, a lot of things that I want to dive into or expound upon. You know, I got a little vocabulary. And one of those things that I want to expound upon is agents. Not modeling agents, because those are different. Today is a little bit more about us as men, because men do this a lot. A lot. So I wanted to have an open dialogue about the things we do. And one of those things are agents. And so me and Jelani were talking about agents. And I was like, that sounds like a perfect topic. So let's dive into agents. So Jelani, what do you think of when... Well, what's the first thing that comes... I'm playing a little word association with y'all. So what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say agent?
When meeting an agent, you think of the representative for someone. And so, very similar to what we were saying, you know, it is a difference, obviously, when it comes to a talent agent. But that's what it kind of feels like you're dealing with when you meet someone for the first time. It's like they're trying to put their best foot forward. They're putting all of their talent forward. And in most cases, they are creating a person that they want you to see. That is, you know, essentially creating their own narrative, but it's a false one at the same time.
Very false one.
Right. You know, and it's like the person that loves comic books. They love them so much that they only have DC and Marvel t-shirts, right? Mm-hmm. But because they're so worried about the person thinking that they're a dweeb, when they go to meet the person on a date for the first time, it's like, oh, let me put on this button-up shirt. So I look as presentable and professional as possible.
But you're not. You know,
right. And so it's so unfortunate that I think because of social media, because of just, I mean, the dating world in general, you know, when you go out, you see what people look at and you try to become that person instead of being your authentic self and allowing someone to come to you
based on
for
your authentic self.
Right. Mm-hmm. Based off of, you know, you just trying to be this other person who you're not. And it's so much work because when you create...
Being a real agent is hard work. So imagine being the kind of agent where you showing up as somebody else.
Right. It's so much work because now you got to fuck around and keep up this facade. for what? The next 20, 30 years? You know it ain't going to work.
And us as men, we can't do it too long.
You ain't gonna last for 3 weeks.
It don't even take that long. You know, I know that my audience is mixed, so there's a lot of you that are straight, there's a lot of you that are gay, and there's a lot of you that are somewhere in the spectrum between those two far lefts and rights.
Hey, y'all, I love all of the above.
Wow.
Oops.
Okay. Well, so I wanna talk specifically. This one is going to be specifically related to my straight men. So, many of y'all aren't, y'all are messy. Like, your house be looking like Hurricane, what's his name? Dorian just right. ran through your house.
Right.
But on a regular.
Right.
Right? So you meet a girl, and it's your first time bringing her back to the house, so you get all extra, you quote-unquote clean up, because if you ain't used to cleaning up, you don't really clean up. You probably just throw shit in the closet and close the door and hope it don't pop out on your ass.
Right.
So you meet a girl, everything's going good. She finally decides to come to your house, because, you know, girls, they be like, I'm not coming to your house on the first day. You know, that's what they be saying. So
well, then they do it.
But you're going to do it. But anyway, so then that happens, right? And then, you know, everything's cool. And then, you know, fourth date or fifth date, she come over your house and it's cool. Y'all get in a relationship. And then all of a sudden, you open the closet and everything just comes spilling out on her. And you expect her to be like, oh, okay, cool. You just messy now. Like, why do we present this agent? Like, if you guys know me, from the very moment that I meet people, I am, a lot of times, actually, I'll actually talk about myself in this situation. A lot of times, when I meet people, I try to give you more of me than normal, because I want people to have the most, like round or full,
unfiltered.
Yeah, the most full, unfiltered version of me possible. So that basically you understand that everything from here comes down, because this is the ceiling, basically. I don't introduce myself as an agent and then let my crazy hang out later, quote unquote. No, the day you meet me, if not the second you meet me, you gonna know I'm a crazy ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I think it's important to understand, like, no one likes agents.
Right, right.
Agents usually gonna get you dumped anyway.
I feel like so many times people don't even realize that's what's happening.
That they're being an agent? And that's why they feel
so... No. I think people are well aware of what they are
creating, presenting. People know.
I'm talking about people that deal with it, and that's why they feel so betrayed. You know,
yeah, actually, that's... I was going to get into that. Betrayal...
Right.
This is how betrayal happens. Because the common line is, oh, you were like this the whole time, and then you changed on me.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure... I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of y'all out there have heard that from a woman or a man, whatever you date. You've heard that line before. You've heard, oh, you changed on me. It was because when you came in the relationship, you were one person, and then throughout, you start letting the true you hang out. And
I mean, if anything, if you're going to change as a person in a relationship, please be better. You know.
Don't change for the worse, right? Right. Change for the better.
And not to... So, I'm sure our conversation is going to be all over the place with this one, but just to go back to what you were saying in regards to, you know, dudes who are, like, you know, hiding the fact that they're messy, I think there's still a really bad stigma that's left, you know, for the sake of... I know some of y'all, you know, get upset when you hear the word toxic masculinity, but do you understand that it exists?
Y'all be mad.
And when it comes to that expectation with, you know, with a female now, because I think even women tend to place themselves in that type of setting. It's like, you know, don't unmask your own independence don't cover up your own independence and the type of person that you are, because you think that the best way for you to operate with this dude is if you clean up behind his ass.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's one thing if you're cleaning up and you're keeping house because this is your house that your husband has put you into. You know, that's a whole other situation. But I think it's kind of crazy that dudes kind of test females.
They do. They test a lot.
To see, you know, how they're going to operate in those situations. You know, it's
yeah,
it's
but the... I feel like that's not how you do it. I understand the importance of it. I mean, the thing is, men, for the ladies out there listening, men do get hurt. They just show it in different ways. Yeah. So, you remember when
but it's not okay to think you're gonna find you some hot woman that instantly wants to be your fucking Molly maid. That's what we have services to call for. So that same service,
that's true,
you call to fake the funk, mm-hmm, to make it look all clean for her.
You need to call the same her every service, week.
Right. You should still be calling. You
every
know?
Week.
Right.
Faithfully. Just because you got a girl now don't mean that's her job. She right. has her own life. She's trying to live as well with you, but not under you.
Right.
So that's very important, guys. Like, I feel like allowing yourself to understand that you should not present an agent to people when you are dating them. Present the truest form of yourself. Now, granted, I understand what I'm saying is lighthearted, but in actuality, it's heavy. Because if you're one of those men that are in your 30s and 40s and you've been playing this role for so long, you probably don't even know who the real you are anymore.
Right.
That don't even make sense. That's not English. Who the real
you is.
Is yeah. anymore. Yeah.
yeah.
Because you've been playing this role for so long. It's like, imagine you were playing Superman for the last 20 years.
I would say it's like the highest form of method acting. Shout out to my thespians out there. Y'all know what method acting is. It's like you get so immersed into this bullshit-ass character that you created that you really think you are that person, forgetting who you actually are.
Yeah. That's not cool. So, if... You know, at the beginning, I should write trigger warning. But I really wanted to do this episode because I have so many conversations. As many of you know, I'm gay. And I have a lot of conversations with women.
Not gay.
Yeah, gay.
Homie said, double emphasis.
Gay.
And I talk to women all the time. And one of the insights that I get into women that your heterosexual man may not get or doesn't get is women usually feel more comfortable to talk about relationships with me. I'm not sure 100% why, but they do. And one of the things that I keep getting is that same complex that they started dating a guy, everything is cool, and then he either goes or switch it up. Mm. And I can point you 100 women, 90 of them have told me that same story. So being that I run a male brand, I thought it would be cool for me to dive in to the topic to let you guys understand what women are thinking and feeling and how to better operate with them.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I mean, well, first of all, you know, the female perspective is extremely important, of course. So you should probably do this whole thing, like, again, another time and have a female sitting in with you. I think that would be really dope. But going back to talking about the agent, I feel like sometimes you have those people who not only try to present themselves in a certain way, they will say all of the things
that they that know they
think that person wants to hear. And then what's so fucked up about that is it's the dude that's just like, yo, you know, I know you might not believe in love at first sight, but it's just something about you that's just so special. You know, I feel like you really could be the one. And it's like, they set you up with all of that. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Let me go and delete these little social apps that I have. Let mm-hmm. me go in and dub off all of these weird, you know, long text relationships that I've been having with other people.
Because you know y'all got them.
You have that focus, right? You know, now and your energy is really channeled in on this one person. And now, what do you get? You sending messages and it's left on scene, it's left on red. You see that dot, dot, dot that keeps moving, but it never quite goes through.
Oh!
It's like, were you about to message me something, but then you remembered that you were ghosting me, so you went back to doing something else? Like, what's really good with that? The worst is, I love when somebody says to me, this has happened to me, on both sides of the spectrum with being in relationships with both men and women. I despise when someone is like, oh, I was busy, I was doing X, Y, and Z, I wasn't able to get back to you in that moment. I don't know if people realize how fucking telling social media is. It leaves a timestamp of when you put messages up.
Yep.
It shows when you comment on other people's messages and photos. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me you couldn't say fucking hello to me in 3 days? But I could see over 3 days' time that you done commented on hundreds of photos. You done posted up pictures. You done put shit up in your stories talking about shoot your shot and all this other shit. How is that okay? Ooh-wee. You know, and again, this is after meeting that person who's just like, you know, I'm not really the one to, you know, I'm like dating multiple people. I just want to be focused on one person. And especially with you, you know, I can really see it going somewhere. I hate to say it, but it makes someone very jaded when you keep dealing with that same type of person over and over and over again.
Oh,
and
even when you're told, we're gonna dive into that.
Yeah, for sure. But and even when you're told, you know, oh, you have to be careful of, you know, you are, you know, attracting that same type of person. I don't know who the fuck I'm attracting if every person that comes to me is not revealing who the fuck they really are.
So that's what I was gonna dive into. So many of you guys don't know this, actually. So I'm sharing information I've never shared on the brand before. So I'm well over my year and going into my second year of celibacy. And one of the reasons for doing that was because I wanted to understand why I was attracting the people I was attracting, right? Mm. And one of the things that I found out in my search was that I was attracting the people based on my understanding of what love was or is. So I was attracting people that were completely wrong for me because I thought that's what love was. Mm. So everything I was getting was exactly what I was giving out. I just didn't know it. Mm. And how I figured out this process was I started diving into like my own childhood, because I feel like everything always dials back to childhood. Big, small, and different.
Absolutely.
Almost everything in life, you can trace it back to something in your childhood, why you do what you do in your adulthood.
Especially with the shit that's unchecked.
Bum. And that's it right there. And us as men, we never like feelings. I feel like men hate the word feeling. It's like you say feelings and then their insides just go,
yeah,
and just cringes inside. But I'm so sorry, people. Feelings are important. Cause men, you should be and you are allowed to express every range of emotion that right. exists. You can be happy. You can be sad. You can be mad. You can be angry. You can be happy. You can be over the moon. You can be excited. You can be demure. You can be any level of emotion that exists.
Right.
You're not a one-trick pony.
Yeah, because if you harbor it, it will just fester, and it'll only become two emotions. Anxiety and depression.
Bomb. And those two are real.
Right.
And a lot of black men have anxiety, and they know it.
And they're channeled in so many different ways, because mm-hmm. once you're already there, then that becomes, you know, that aggression, that kind of deflective behavior where they're trying to throw whatever they have on, you know, going on with them back onto you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along with, you know, becoming a recluse, but pulling yourself away, you know, being in that dark space, not being able to connect with people properly, you know, having those highs and lows, you know, mm-hmm. everything is just all over the place. So, like I said, especially those two, that anxiety and depression is definitely where you can fall into if you are not willing to open up, talk to someone, talk to anyone, shit.
Anybody.
I know
therapists ain't cheap, but anybody.
Yeah, yeah, man, but you can't let it get to that point, you mm-hmm. know? And you never know, because it doesn't, yes, talking to a therapist is definitely my number one thing that I would recommend. But like, there's other people, you know, you can talk to your parishioners, you know, your pastors. You can talk to your, I mean, listen, we all have friends who, you know, it's not about them being like a yes man or a yes woman. You know, sometimes you need those friends that can give you that different perspective. I definitely have some very close friends that, you know, in the beginning stages of our relationship, I would hate when they would fucking tell me the truth. I absolutely really? Hated it. Yes.
That's some honest shit.
And that was a big part of me learning and growing and understanding how important it was to not only be Wait. Truthful with myself, but to allow other people to be truthful with me in a way that was never meant to be hurtful to me. It wasn't about trying to be funny. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a little joke or anything. It was just like, listen, friend, I really care about you. And I'm telling you this thing that I've observed, or even worse, it's like when you go to somebody with an opinion and you want their advice, mm-hmm. but you want their advice to be the advice that you already decided to give yourself.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually, you know what? That's some real shit. I can agree to that. I've done that to my best friend plenty of times. I've gone to Cindy like, hey, I want you, like, this is the idea that I have. And like, when she tells me no, I'm like, but why?
Right.
Like, but exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z. And when I get to Z, she still got the same opinion. I'm like, well, damn, girl!
Right.
Why? So, it is important to talk to people. I mean,
yeah.
I have a lot of people in my life that I can talk to. But I also want you guys to understand, and ladies out there, I want you to understand that, like, this is part of the reason that I have these good people that I can turn to is because I've cultivated this life for myself. Mm. I have purposely seeked out certain levels of friendship that I can have around me to stay grounded. Because I know where God is taking me. Absolutely. Like, I understand the vision for my life. I'm going to be, you know, an Oprah one day. Yeah. And I want to have people around me that I feel like, even when everyone else is telling me I'm the shit, like, my friends are making sure that I remember, bitch, your 2 feet are on the ground. You know what I mean? So, like, I think it's important to have those people. Yeah. And understanding that you are the one responsible for cultivating those people in your life. And if you don't have them in your life, then go seek them.
Right. If you're going to live on purpose, you have to connect on purpose.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like that. I don't know who's going to remember this, but I think I want to make that the show title. I like it. So in terms of that, like, I want you guys to understand, like, a lot of the reasons you put on an agent, like I said before, is from childhood. And what I was telling you guys about me is that I dove into my childhood really deeply, and it allowed me to connect with myself in a way that I never was. And I think celibacy helped me with that, because I was able to figure out that my issues come from the rejection of both my mother and my father around the topic of being gay. And so in my life, I was manifesting those relationships over and over again from broken people, because I was really just channeling my mother and my father and everybody that I met. And
wow,
it would be the same relationship like my father. It would be they would be broken. They'd be giving me their broken love, and I'd be accepting the broken love because I only knew broken love. Mm. And that always came in the form of some sort of aggression, whether it be, it was always emotional. I've never dealt with physical aggression, but for me, it was always emotional aggression. And it ties back to me always wanting emotional support from the guys that I date, and I never get it. Because they're always emotionless.
So, not to derive, but mm-hmm. talking about broken, mm-hmm. I often wonder with people mm-hmm. that tend to take on and fix broken things.
Yep.
Do they realize that it always kind of puts you in a space where when you piece something together, when you fix this broken thing, once it's fixed,
you got to find something else to be fixed.
Right.
Yeah. And that was me. That is me, actually.
Okay.
I recognize that I still have some parts of that in me. I'm always trying to fix people. And I have this thing now where I'm trying to remind myself on a regular basis, Kirk, you're not responsible for fixing anybody but your damn self. But right. I still do it to this day. I don't do it in relationships anymore, but I still do it in my friendships. But that was me.
That's not good either.
No, I know, but I know, I recognize it. So now that I've recognized it, when it's actually happened, like when I'm in the middle of it, like when I can actually do something to change the outcome of it, I'll tell myself, like, Kirk, what the fuck are you doing? And I'll just stop giving my advice, or I'll walk away sometimes.
Okay.
I'll usually be like, you know what? I'll usually say I felt like I've given you enough advice and you haven't taken any of it. So this is where the book stops. And I'll be that vocal with it. So it's like, it's understood that I no longer want to give you advice because you're not helping. You're not doing anything about it. And then I'm also falling in the cycle where I need someone broken so that I can fix, because really I'm broken. So then I just stop. So understanding where your issues come from help you deal with everything that comes into your future. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing for me was understanding that, like, just because someone's broken doesn't mean I'm responsible for fixing you. Yeah. Because I'm not. And that was the most important lesson I've learned out of my celibacy. It's like, stop fixing broken people. Fix yourself. Put all that time and energy you was trying to fix other people in, fix your fucking self.
Yeah.
And once I started to fix myself, everyone that came into my life started to be more whole. They weren't perfect, but they were in the makings of being more whole. They were way more self-aware. One of the biggest things also is self-awareness. That's why if you've been presenting an agent to people for, and actually presenting agents is not just friendship. It's actually, I mean, not just relationship. It's actually friendships too. I really just forgot my point. Fuck. Y'all getting the truest version because I'm not editing none of this shit out. Damn it, man. What was I saying about presenting agents? Understanding myself, presenting agents, why you do it. Oh, self-awareness. That's what it was. So being self-aware is one of the important things also to understanding why you present the agent, because your self-awareness will start to manifest itself in a way that you can see the picture almost immediately once you do it. Like, one of the big things people do with agents, right? They'll be talking to somebody on a date and they'll be like, oh my God.
I have something I really, really want to read.
Okay. So, all right. He's going to read a quote from something that he really liked.
Well, it's more than a quote, but, so here's the number one problem with dating. Too many people bring out the representative. So that's what we refer to as the agent. The well-behaved Mr. or Mrs. Big Promiser, you know, they do things they would never do. They tell you things they would never say before. Mm-hmm. They're not being true to themselves.
Nope.
You see cracks and warning signs and other things, but the representative is always so charming and just so engaging. When you have conversations, they're consistently giving you the best version of themselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're actually giving you the false version of themselves.
Because it's never the best version of themselves, ever.
Why are they doing that? They're doing that because they think you're amazing, and you might be giving your representative as well. So that's what I was talking about when I was like, a lot of times you have that going dual ways with dealing with that.
Oh, yeah, everybody brings their representative to the table.
They're attracted to you. You don't want to blow it. They don't want to miss the opportunity of being with you. But the problem is there's two styles of dating. And most people choose the representative style of dating.
Oh, what's the other one?
To me, I choose the authentic style of dating. What you see is exactly what you get. I'm an unfiltered man. I don't think about what I say. And I don't filter myself for anyone. I'm not going to tell the world I think one of my exes is the greatest person in the world if I'm pissed at them. And I'm still in my feelings about things that have happened with them. I talk honestly about my kid. I talk honestly about my life. I speak honestly about my business. I speak honestly of how I feel. If something doesn't resonate with me, with somebody that I'm talking to, I'm going to let them know in a kind and loving way. I'm not perfect at all. I fuck up. and I share my fuck-ups. I'm authentic.
Thank you.
And it took me a long time to be authentic because I've been out with so many representatives. I've had relationships
where women representatives
have looked at me and they've been romantic and awesome, and that's important to me. Candles, conversations, and great lovemaking. Sign me up. But I've been with quite a number of people who show me those things in the beginning, but in reality, once the relationship becomes cemented, once they feel secure in the relationship, they drop the representative.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they do next? Mm-hmm. They show you who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Authenticity is the only way to date. Why? Because you're showing somebody everything that you are, and it shows that you're proud of yourself, your quirks, your habits, you're being true to yourself. There's no reason to talk, to take somebody down a road where 4 months later, they're angry and pissed off because you're not who they thought you were. Mm-hmm. Thought you were. Bring on authenticity. You are amazing for who you are. We're all unique. We're special. And wouldn't you prefer to have somebody fall in love with the real you?
Mm-hmm.
Let them see the real you. Let them feel the real you. Let them understand the real you. Let them support the real you. That's what love is all about. Love is not about falling in love with the representative. Love is about falling in love with the authenticity. The authentic, beautiful you that for some reason or another, you're hiding. Let out the authentic you. That is the only way to date.
There you have it. I think that just sums everything up right there. Like, there's no purpose in dating, in presenting your representative or your agent.
Right.
When you meet someone, because eventually, because we're futures, we're creatures of habitat, we will redirect back into our old actions if we haven't made a conscious decision to change them. So I think everything he said was exactly the way I feel. Like, bring your most authentic self. And if the person doesn't... And this is the thing that I want people to understand. If people don't like you for who you are, fuck them.
Fuck you.
And fuck you too. Exactly, like, I mean, that song was so true. Like, right. And if the change in my pocket wasn't enough, I'm like, fuck you.
Right, right, right.
I mean, it's true, because what he's saying is, if you don't like me for who I am, then what are we doing here?
So, shout out to Black Mirror.
That's what you read that from?
I don't know if you
no, I'm not
watched Black the Mirror. Show. So, those of you that do watch Black Mirror, there's a particular episode that's in the newer season with Anthony Mackie.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the right person. He's the one who plays Falcon in the new Marvel films. Anyway, there is an episode where him and his friend, I'm giving you the real synopsis version of it, mm-hmm. him and his friend are going into this virtual reality video game, where the friend picks this female character, and he picks a male character.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're going along, they end up not really fighting in this game. They end up fucking in the game instead.
Oh, I heard about this story.
And so this is a perfect point of a representative, right? Mm-hmm. Because now you have this idea, you have this whole fantasy that's surrounded around it, and now the person who was playing this female character is like, I actually liked being this female and being intimate with you, having the idea of being held by you and thinking about kissing you and doing all this other stuff without going into too much detail. And so it turns into, yo, let's meet up. I don't know if I'm gay. I don't know if you're gay, but let's see what happens if we at least just try to kiss, if we feel anything. Of course, they meet up, they link up. You know, he's down with, you know, trying this kiss. They do it. And the one that was playing, like, the male character was just like, yeah, nothing. Didn't feel anything. I'm going back home to my wife. And the other dude started to get a little crazy on him. And then you can see how the rest goes from there. But,
doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
I mean, it all boils down to, they almost became so complacent with the idea. The wife came up with an idea of, listen, I think you two should just go ahead and link up once a year in this video game, in this fantasy world that you two have created. since that seems to be what you enjoy, is the representative. And you go ahead and do your thing. And in the meantime, there's this dude that's like fun as fuck that I've been meeting with in the bar. We kind of been like, you know, flirting with each other. But now that you have your hall pass, now I have mine.
This is what Black Mirror is like?
All of that happened in that one episode. And listen,
even, all right, maybe even I'll go watch.
You, even with me giving you all of that, it's still worth watching, of course. Yes. You can actually visually see how it all plays out. But that's a prime example of what I'm talking about, where, you know, some people are okay with being in that type of lie and not being their authentic selves. Because now here you have this brother who's like literally not getting real love. He is only getting some type of connection when he goes into this fantasy world. Not only is he not himself, this is a Black man in this show who, once he goes inside of this virtual reality place, he's an Asian woman. So that just goes to show you how much of him not being himself is he actually is, you know? So definitely check that out, y'all. I hope y'all got some good insight from this about the importance of, it's important to be that beautiful you that you are.
And on that note, we're going to wrap this motherfucker on up. But I want to leave you guys with a few thoughts. Number one, it seems like we all need to watch Black Mirror, basically. Because that sounds good. I'm going to leave you with some good words by my good friend, RuPaul. If you can't love yourself, how the hell you going to love somebody else?
All right.
On that note, peace out, my thoughts.